Congratulations, Coach. This is a big win for your program. You've been so close the first two meetings between the Cowboys and Beavers. Lost by a combined three runs today. You took advantage of some hits, took advantage of some errors by Goodland, and you had some solid defense behind you guys all afternoon, and that allowed you guys to pick up the win here this afternoon.
Yeah, Kevin pitched a heck of a game. That was a pretty incredible performance by him. And yeah, we played great defense. We caught some fly balls. Not too many of them were easy ones either, because they were hit hard. Goodland was – they hit the ball hard again, and fortunately we were able to get underneath them. And we played some good interior defense too on the infield. We had a couple fly balls early. We were able to make catches on those and played a good game. We would have liked to tack on a couple more there late. The bats just didn't quite pick up late in the game, and fortunately enough, we were able to get run in there when we had the opportunity there.
Absolutely, and you know, it was a timely hit for one in particular today, Kevin Serrano. He had that timely hit that gave you guys the first run of the game in the top of the fourth when you're down 1-0. And although there's some good hitting all around for your team, although you guys only had five hits, but Evan Smith was able to drive in a couple of runs for you guys today, and he had some hits and took advantage of some errors when you needed some big runs, and that three-run fifth was one of those big innings for you guys.
Yeah, Serrano's hit, just to get that first run on the board, I think gave the guys a lot of confidence that we were playing a good game before that, and we had an opportunity to score in the first and it just didn't get it in. And then we went a couple innings without really having anybody in scoring position, and getting that tying run across really gave him a lot of confidence. And like I said, Evan Smith had a good at bat in the situation he was in to get a run across. So that's what we couldn't have a strikeout right there. And Alex Depperschmidt had an RBI on the ground out, so that was a nice play too.
Absolutely, he played some solid defense as well in center field, running down a lot of fly balls that might have been extra bases in the gaps there. But it all really kind of started and ended with your pitcher, Kevin Herman. No hitter for him. There were a couple errors, a couple that scored, of course. But he had a lot of walks given up. He had seven, I think, walks in the game. But still, 11 strikeouts, struck out the side in the seventh inning, and did it on 101 pitches.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be one he's going to remember for a long time, I'd say. No hitters, pretty special there. And like I said, more walks than you'd like to see, but you know, we played good defense behind him. We just had the one error, I believe, and that was a hard hit ball, and as well. But great pitching performance. He worked extra hard today, like I said, 101 pitches, and you know, it's not cool out, and to keep his energy up and come out and have enough gas left in the seventh inning, I'm extremely proud of him.
Well, you come back here Wednesday afternoon. You try to string together a three-game winning streak on this field. It's going to be a tough one, though. You have a very good TMP Marion team that you'll be facing. And it's been a few years since Scott City's played TMP, but you know, you're going to have your work cut out. But this time of year, when you survive in advance, it's always fun.
Yeah, it is. You know, it'll be a tough matchup for us. We haven't seen them this year. Just seen some of their stats. Got some good pitchers, and they got a good winning baseball team. So, you know, we're going to come out Wednesday and be ready to play and take them head on.
All right, should be a good one here. Coach David Dirks joining us here. Beavers winning it 42 over Goodland, their first postseason win in 5 years. And, Coach, thanks as always for the time here. And post game, we'll see you on Wednesday.
All right, thank you.